Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
15, quarter past 7, WWL First News Time, Thursday, December 2nd, day 95 of the Ida recovery. Plenty of sunshine today, highs of 76, highs of 74 tomorrow, dry, no rain. Same for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s. Then a front comes through, I think in a dry manner, Sunday night, Monday morning. Highs Monday of 68, then 72, and then 74. And Peyton Malone telling us earlier, no real cold fronts for the next 2 weeks that he can see happening. We're getting ready to talk about education and teacher pay here. And full disclosure, I have a kid that decided to be a teacher and got a master's degree to do that. I am saving every penny that I can so that I can leave the kid the money if they decide to stay teaching, because you're not going to get rich teaching. It is a noble profession, though, and I'm proud that that was the selection of occupation. However, I can tell you this, if something doesn't change, I think my kid's going to move on and do something different. Because for those of you that deal with corporate America and nonsense policies of you have to do this but not that in order to do this, which won't affect that at all, and you know what I'm talking about, teaching in a classroom is not a lot different as it relates to parents and teaching and educating kids and then dealing with test results, etc. It is a noble profession, but it is not an easy one. And I really do think that the relation between the number of teachers and the pay for teachers that you need today and that you expend today is directly related to the number of police officers that you're going to need 10 to 15 years from now. Larry Carter joins us, president of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Larry, sorry for that soliloquy, but I had to get it off my chest. Did I say anything that's inaccurate in any of that?
Tommy, I can tell you that has been the sentiments that I've been hearing for many, many years as I entered into the workforce in terms of education as a career. And it has really been highlighted over the last probably 4 or 5 years when we talk about this teacher shortage, and we talk about individuals who are even thinking about going into education as a career based on some of the things you just stated. It is very difficult to teach these days. The workload is extremely difficult. There's a lot of demands on you as an educator as it relates to policies and guidelines that you must follow to make sure that you do all you can to educate young people. So you did not say anything wrong. In fact, it was spot on.
And I think people that are listening right now that know teachers or have them in the family or are teachers know that I know what I'm talking about, because I do have a firsthand picture of what's going on in the classroom. That being said, you're never going to be, and that's why I talked about saving every penny I can to leave to my daughter, because you're never gonna get rich teaching school. However, I think there is a misperception on the part of the public that people teach because they can't do anything else. And that's not the case at all. And you need to pay them more to be somewhat competitive to get them to be in the classroom. Do you think the average taxpayer gets that?
I don't think they do. Honestly, they under the assumption that you just laid out, think that, you know, those individuals who actually are in education and in some cases tend not to be able to find jobs in other places. And I can assure you that is absolutely not true. In fact, we find over the last probably 10 to 15 years, teachers have been switching jobs because of the demand of the workload, as well as the lack of respect in the for the profession and compensation. We've seen many, many teachers going to other fields. They tend to be well-trusted when it comes to their abilities to actually be honest. And we've seen a lot of them go into nursing. We've seen a lot of them go into business, either their own business or working for other businesses as leadership roles to help guide companies when it comes to morale and encouragement and actually teaching the business model that that particular business wants. So we're not limited in terms of the degrees that we've earned to just be in education, I'll be honest. And that degree can be transitioned and used in other professions. So that is certainly not the picture that I hope most people have. But I can tell you, I think there are some parts of society that believes that particular model that you just described, saying that some people believe it's the, you know, alternate profession. It is not. It is one by which, again, it's a noble profession, as you stated. It certainly is one that people have option when it comes to finding other jobs and other professions.
We're going to take a quick break. I would ask people during the commercial break to think of this. I can remember teachers that were better than others. I can remember teachers that held my attention more than others. I can remember teachers that controlled a classroom better than others. But I never remember having a teacher that I thought was dumb. I never did. I can't remember that in my entire life. And that being said, teachers are smart people, and we need to pay them just enough, or at least enough. I shouldn't have said it that way. But I think there's a tipping point at which where you can pay the teachers enough to keep them from going to another occupation. And I think we're a long way away from that, and we'll talk more about it when we come back. 7:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Larry Carter, president of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Louisiana, according to a new survey, 12th out of 16 states in the South in when it comes to teachers' pay, and the governor pledged to get salaries to the regional average by the time he leaves office in 2024. Teachers here paid an average of $51,566 during the 2019-20 school year. The regional average is $55,205. The U.S. average, the national average, is $64,133. Now, a text comes in, Larry Carter, president of Louisiana Federation of Teachers, that says teachers should be paid by performance. High-performing teachers get paid more. Low-performing teachers get weeded out. I'm all for that. The problem is, how do you develop a standard for that? Because when we talk about educating students, when we talk about lesson plans, when we talk about different school districts and what they want or think is right, or consultants, when we talk about LEAP scores, it's not easy to fairly evaluate a teacher, is it?
That's the issue. Most teachers right now, over the last probably 5 to 10 years, have been getting paid based on student achievement, not on their performance as it relates to moving the students from, for example, one grade level to the next. So it has not even been a system based on performances, based on student achievement. And that there's a lot of factors that go into whether or not a student is successful on a test. So that has not been truly developed. So it would be very difficult. And there are some states around the country that has dealt with trying to put a rubric together to kind of say what would be a performance score to allow a teacher to get paid, you know, compensation commensurable to success of a student and other factors. And it is very difficult to do. I'll be honest, and Louisiana is not there just yet. I can tell you, we have seen over the last probably 3 years, 2 pay raises under the, you know, at Edwards administration. Looks like they've, you know, for us have done steps towards supporting teachers and school employees getting pay raises, but of course, it is certainly not enough. Other states who have been dealing with this issue of not just teacher shortage, but how do you compensate teachers in a way that deals with the burnout shortages as well as success that they've had with educating their kids, and they keep raising their particular pay in the Southern Regional Average, thus making us not ever being able to make up. While we're very, again, excited about the two pay raises out of the last 3 years, we need to continue to see the governor as well as the state legislators continue to support not just public education, but pay for teachers and school support staff. And
Larry,
so
real
we're
quick,
still 20 seconds.
When it comes to the LEAP test, the kid comes in, doesn't feel like fooling with it,
exactly.
Doesn't fill anything out, puts his head down, goes to sleep. The school gets a zero for that, and the score is zero. It counts against the average, and there's nothing the teacher can do about that. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. That's so accurate. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And people don't realize that, and they think it reflects on the teacher, and it doesn't. Somebody texted in here and said that I taught for 33 years, applied on Sunday night about 9:30 for a job online, had the job before 8 o'clock on Monday morning. So, yes, you're correct. We can do a lot of other things. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your time and your efforts
you,
and that of all the teachers in Louisiana. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Tommy. I appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to take a break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.